Because there's places that God has ordained, places that God has anointed, that we cannot step into it. Because there's a holy place set apart for God. You see, at that time, the Assyrian dominated nearly 50 years. And again, the Assyrian began to move again to conquer, reach southwest from the whole land. They're now northern. They travel north to Iraq and eventually to conquer Egypt. The small nations of the Mediterranean coast, including Israel, Judah, stood in their path. The Assyrian was not satisfied only of total control of Israel and Judah and all other smaller nations in the area. See, with Judah, King Uzziah was still living. Judah was able to ignore the crisis. Uzziah had a strong army. In 2 Chronicles 26, verse 11 through 15. Overall, Uzziah was a good and effective king. His people hoped that he could somehow save the nation from the Assyrians. When Uzziah died, however, ungodly rulers succeeded after him during the crisis of leadership. He gave Isaiah the vision that launched his ministry for the next 40 years. You see, God was going to chasten Israel through the Babylonians, but the Assyrian took some people in exile. But God would send the Babylonians to chasten them. Sometimes that God would send the enemy to chasten us, chasten the nations. And I fear for America today because the condition we are in today. Sin is run rapid. Sin is not shameful no more. People out in the streets in San Francisco, they lay there with the needles in their arms. They use the body waste onto the sidewalks where we see the Department of Public Works washing the sidewalk in the morning. There's no shame of sin anymore. Young girls, the way they dance and the way they perform, I was at a wedding, I had to leave the room. I told my wife, I cannot stay here. Because it's unholy. It's not a place for us to see. It's not for my eyes to see. It's unholy. Because what we feed in our soul, what we feed in our spirit makes a difference in our lives. What we hear makes a difference. The enemy comes in. The eyes are the doors of the soul. The enemy comes in through our eyes. It makes a big difference. We have to be careful what we watch. I don't go to movies too much because they curse God's name, even in the children's movie. My wife and I are selective in what we watch. The news you can't watch. If you watch it, it drives you crazy. You get sick. And then with all the commercial, well, this medicine and that medicine. If you listen too long enough, you start feeling those effects. I'm telling you. I click, 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 click. I'm not receiving that. Your back hurts. Your neck hurts. Take this. Take that. You'll be sick by the end of the half hour newscast. Hallelujah. See, God called Isaiah in chapter 6. Can God rescue us from the problems we face? Can he save us from the oppression of the world powers? Can he break the power of our sin and help us deal with the consequences? Because there's consequences to sin. There's consequences. We have video of what we saw. There's consequences in that. I've seen whole families destroyed because of that. That's why we want to reach out and help men in the congregation to bring it to the place where their souls will be set free. It's a battle. It's an addiction. Throughout this book, which provides a vision, a lovely greatness in the holy God, the holiness of God, Isaiah answered these questions with a resounding yes. We have a God who can heal us. We have a God who can deliver us from our sin. He's speaking to Israel. But Israel was trusting their kings. But the words of the prophets was condemning them over and over. Repent, for the judgment is coming. He is a just God. He is a righteous God. A holy God. The prophet words sometimes overwhelms us with their beauty. At other times, it pierces us with his words, revealing our sin and driving us to our knees. Isaiah's own ministry began with his own renewal and calling in chapter 6 of the book of Isaiah. Let us turn there. The renewing of his own soul, the renewing that he came to Christ to know is a God in heaven. And let us read the words of Isaiah chapter 6. In verse 1, in the year of King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne on high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. And above stood seraphims, each with 6 wings. With 2 head covers, 2 he covered his face, and 2 he covered his feet. And 2 he flew. One cried out to another saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. And he said, the prophet said, woe to me, for I am a man of undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people with unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You see, Isaiah was undone. He said, I am a man of unclean lips. I am a man who live among people with unclean lips. But my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the serpents flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he has taken from the tongues of the altar. Hallelujah. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold this, touch your lips. Your iniquities are taken away and your sins are purged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah had encounter with the living God. He said, woe is me. And sometimes I cry. My cry could be, woe is me. I am a man of unclean lips. I live among people of unclean lips. Isaiah began his ministry that day. He came to know the living God, the King, the Lord of hosts. He encountered him. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah is like a miniature Bible. The first 31 chapters is like the 31 books of the Old Testament are filled with judgment upon immoral, adulterous men. Judah has sinned. The surrounding nations have sinned. The whole world has sinned. Judgment must come Can God renew the nation of Israel? Can God revive? Revival come. That is dead to the prophet Isaiah's personal life. Can God send revival to America? Can God send revival into our hearts? As Isaiah experienced. Yes. Yes, he can. You see, in Isaiah 40, it speaks about comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says the Lord. Comfort my people. And God is saying today, comfort my people. Comfort my people. That word comfort means tenderness. When you first started dating with your wife, you spoke tenderness in her heart. And God is saying, speak tenderness words in my people's heart. Comfort my people. Comfort my people. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cried out to her that her warfare is ended. Her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hands double for her sins. You have received from the Lord's hands double for our sins. He comfort us. He speak tenderness to us in a loving way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 3, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the desert. I love this. A highway for our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A highway for our God. And verse 4 said, for every valley should be exhausted, every mountain and every hill brought low. Every crooked place should be made straight, and the rough place should be smooth. He's saying God is building a highway for Israel. God is coming. He's building a highway for Israel. Every crooked place, every mountain will be made straight. For the Lord is coming. He's speaking to Israel that their sins will be forgiven, that the Messiah is coming. And he's making a highway for our God. That every mountain and every hill should be brought down. Every crooked place should be made straight. Every rough place should be smooth. You see, church, we have to pave, pave a highway towards God. God is coming and he's paving his way towards us. Hallelujah. And we need to be paving ourselves towards him. Hallelujah. The highway of God is on his way. For the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Every spoken word in this Bible, you can count on it. You can stand on it. You can believe it. It's the spoken word of God. It will never go return void. It will go out and proceed what it meant to be done. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said it will go out like a sword piercing the hearts and the soul of men. That's the word of God. This is the promised word. Everything pertaining to life is in this word. That's what the word says. Every situation that you find yourself today, go to the Word. The answer is here in the Word of God. Life struggles is here. Your peace is here. Your healing is here. Your children is here. Your marriage is here in the Word of God. These are the answers. We need to seek this Word pray this word, believe this word, walk in faith that God's going to come through for you. He's paving the highway for you. Hallelujah. His word, His word, His word. Hallelujah. The prophet's message was to encourage Jerusalem with the good news of forgiveness and reconciliation and restoration. The sad days are gone because exile is over. The punishment to Israel is over. Her sins are forgiven. Israel is bearing the full brunt of God's wrath when the Babylonians came. But God's promised them that He will return His remnant back to back home. We begin to see that today as Jerusalem became the capital for them, right? Amen? We're starting to see the hand of God move throughout the world. As sin exposes itself more and more, but God is moving throughout the world. We serve a living God. God's not dead. He is alive. I said, God's not dead. He is alive. And He's making the highway of our God towards us. Don't get concerned what's going on in the world. Don't get concerned about the enemy abroad. Because we have a God who's paving the highway. We have a God who sits on the throne. We have a God who looks down at the foolishness of man, and the Bible says He laughs at them. Hallelujah. Because it's foolishness. Now in Israel, it shifted from the general announcement to the good news. Expectation of the coming of God. The good news is grounded in God Himself. Isaiah portrays that the Lord is coming on a highway through the desert. Hallelujah. It's good news. Christ is coming. Christ the Lord, the Messiah is coming. He will purge your sin. He will cleanse us. And He's speaking to Israel. I want to leave you with a picture, a reversal that people were traveling to Zion towards the Lord. But the Lord is coming towards His people. Hallelujah. The Lord is coming towards His people. As we travel towards Him, the Bible says, seek Him and He shall be found. When you seek Him with all your heart, seek Him, church. Yeah, He looks at His bride today. And what I heard in that video, 58% of pastors who are behind pulpits are living that lifestyle. It must break the heart of God to see His bride in that condition. He's coming for a pure church. He's coming for a sinless church. He died for the bride. He went to prepare a place for each one of us. I love that scripture in John 14. He goes to prepare a place for us. It gives me the picture of the bridegroom. In the Jewish culture, the bride is engaged. It's almost like she's married. So she's preparing herself to receive the bridegroom. Then they asked Jesus, when is your coming? He said, it's not for you to know, or me to know. It is when my Father knows all things. So He went back to prepare a place for us. He says, there are many rooms, many in my Father's house. So He's preparing a place for His bride. We as the bride are waiting for His coming, His second coming. In the second coming, he's coming victorious on a white horse, saying, Lord of lords, King of kings. Hallelujah. That's my expectation in my heart. So as the bridegroom goes to prepare a place for the bride, he comes back to receive her unto himself. You know when he does that? When the father says, son, it's time to go receive your bride. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We should be walking with expectation in the coming of Christ. The future revelation of God's glory, this returning of Judah from exile. But also go beyond that. The New Testament confirms the revelation of God's glory comes in His Son, Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, we read that we beheld His glory, the only begotten of the Father. It says, and the Word became flesh in verse 14 and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory also as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We beheld His glory, the begotten of the Father, it's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Isaiah, it speaks about, come, let us reason together. Let us reason together, the Lord says, so that your sins may be clean. What an invitation. Come, let us reason together. Hallelujah. In Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 3, He being the brightness of His glory and the express image of the person, and uphold all things by the word of His power. When He had by Himself purged our sin and sat down at the right hand of the majestic on high. Hallelujah. He purges our sin upon that cross for each one of us. Jesus said, just believe and you will have everlasting life. It's a simple request. It's not that hard. Just believe and you will have everlasting life. What a gift. A gift beyond any gift that we can receive in our lifetime. Just believe and you will have eternal life. Hallelujah. Who can reject that? Who can reject that love of God the Father, giving us His love through God the Son, and then filling us with His Holy Spirit and power? Because He says that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. You know that these bodies do not belong to us to do our will. No, no, no. These bodies are set apart for Him because He purchased this body on the cross for us. He purchased my body, your body, on the precious cross. And the Bible said that He healed us. He sealed us with His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. Give Him praise because He is worthy to be praised. We serve a living God. So you are sealed in the Holy Ghost. You have the power of the Holy Ghost. When you lay hands on the sick, they should be made well. When you speak words of life, people should receive life and get up. Because we have the power of the Holy Ghost. My desire is to see the move of the Holy Spirit upon your people. On the people of God with authority and power. Speak into that. Speak death. Speak into that death and speak life into it. I know a lot of people struggle with drugs. And I met a man one time, and I shared this a year or two ago. They put me up with him. They tag-teamed me with this gentleman. I didn't know him. I was a baby Christian. And we began to walk the streets in Newburgh. And he began to share his testimony with me. He said, I was an addict. I shot up every day. My wife and I, and they had 5 children. And he said, one day, I asked the Lord to take this from me. If he's real, take this. And he said, I knew I was healed because the next day, I heard the birds singing hallelujah. And he was delivered from his addiction. Never went to a clinic, never went to rehab. God delivered him because it's the power of God who delivered him, filled him with the Holy Ghost, put him back on the street, and he was testifying for Christ. And that man knew his Bible from backwards, forward, forward, and backwards. He loved the Lord. But I said earlier, there's consequences for our sin. His wife died because of the needle. She contracted AIDS. He had 5 kids serving the Lord, selling shirts to maintain his family. But God had him there. Because God cleans you up from your past and puts you back where you were. The same corner, the same streets that you could preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the same people that you were doing the drug with. The same people you were doing alcohol with. The same people. He wants you to be the testimony for him, to bring glory and honor to him. We need not be the shame of the gospel. Wherever we stand, we are Christ. We are Christ-like. We are Christians. Amen. Say that to yourself. I'm a Christian. I'm proud to be a Christian. Amen. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not afraid of those heathens in the world. I'm not. Why? He gave me the authority. He gave me the power to speak the word. And the word has power in life. They can deny it, but it's real. God is real. In Romans chapter 1, speaks about their foolishness. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jews first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, for it is written, the just shall live by faith alone. Hallelujah. And on one of my notes, I wrote Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4, and it reads like this. But the just shall live by his faith. I never read it like that. The just shall live by his faith. You know what he's saying? This faith goes from generation to generation. It went from Israel to us, to the Jews, to the Greek. This faith is continuing from one generation to another. That we should live by our faith in Christ Jesus. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, all unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. There's some people who suppress the truth of the gospel. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. He shows his glory through his creation. For since of creation of the world, his invisible aptitudes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are not made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In the day of the Lord, when the Lord comes, those who stand in judgment, they cannot say, we did not know you, we did not hear who you was, because the Bible says all creation speaks about his glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. They were without excuse. The Bible says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful because of the futility of their thoughts. The foolishness of their heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of God, of the incorruptible God, into an image made like corruptible man. Those who worship the animals, the birds, hallelujah, the four-footed animal, and creepy things. Therefore, God also gave them up to the uncleanness and the lust of their heart, the dishonor of their bodies among themselves. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them to their vile passion. For even the woman has changed the natural use for the against the natural. Likewise, always men leaving the natural use of a woman, burning with their lust for another man, they commit what was shameful and receive in themselves the penalty of error which is due. You see, today they want to tell you that homosexuality is normal. It's a lifestyle that goes against God, creative. It's an abomination unto the Lord. God created man and woman. Hallelujah. So don't fall into that. Don't fall into that you're, what they use the word, they love this word they always use. No, when you don't agree with me. Intolerance. Right away, you're intolerance. They're more intolerant than us. Yeah. I have to speak this because it's the truth. I'd be fooling myself to pretend and not speak this. It is shameful. What's going on in the world today? Kids are dying in overdose. Millions of dollars are being made by the pharmaceutical company and the doctors, and they keep prescribing these drugs. Satan is after our young people. Satan wants to kill that generation off. The other day I heard that there's less birth rate in the United States. Less people are having children in the United States. It's God's, against God's plan. Because that generation will support the older generation over the years. God's plan is perfect. Everything is perfect in His plan. His plan in your life is perfect. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we can't make it out. We don't understand it. But He perfects that will in you for His glory and for His honor. It's perfect. Church, I want you to be strong in your convictions. I always said, my opinions are negotiable, but my conviction is not. I stand on the word of God because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to end there. You are the bride of the church. He's coming for a clean, without blemish. Seek Him while He can be found. I said He's building the highway towards you. You begin the highway towards Him. Begin to pray. Read the word. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Because the Holy Spirit speaks to us. He speaks to our heart. He speaks in a still voice. In that quiet place with Him. One day I was going down to Westchester Hospital. And the Lord said, I want you to go and buy a teddy bear. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll buy this teddy bear. And he said, I'll show you who's the teddy bear's for. And I was obedient to the voice of God. It didn't make sense to me. Because when you allow your intellect to understand the things of God, but when you allow your heart to hear the voice of God, you obey. And as I walked down the hallway, I saw a grandmother with her granddaughter going into surgery. And I approached her and I said, the Lord told me to give you this. And that teddy bear comforted her. Something she can hold on to while her granddaughter was going through surgery. Comfort my people, says the Lord. Talk tenderly to them. He comforted her that day with the teddy bear. God gives us dreams. And he shows us things and dreams. And sometimes we can't share them. We have to keep it to our heart. But we know when he speaks to us in dreams, we know it because we see the reality of it as it unfolds in our lives. And today, church, I want you to be the bride of Christ. Be strong. Don't be like the Israelites, trusting in kings, trusting in presidents, trusting and politicians that will always let you down. Sometimes people said the intellect people, but we have so much intellect people running the United States. We got so much problems. Or lawyers. They can't even get along with each other. They can't agree. But trust in the Lord. Trust in your Lord because he goes to prepare a place for you. If he goes to prepare a place for you, he's coming back to receive you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are building the highway towards us. Let us begin to build the highway towards you. That you will comfort us in the tenderness of your word. Father, I thank you for your people. I pray a blessing over each one of them. Father, let it be renewal come to their life. A revival begins in our lives, Lord God, so we can bring revival into this world. Father, let your church be prepared in the coming of our Christ. Let us live with expectation of your coming of your Son. We receive your kingdom in our hearts today, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for our family, for our children. We thank you, Father, for all the generations to come, that we can share this faith with them from generation to generation, that they will stand for righteousness and goodness in the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Give him a hand. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Are you all here to dance? Hallelujah. The happy dance, huh? The happy dance? The Holy Spirit, happy dance. Hallelujah. Whoa, praise him, for he is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. I can do the happy dance every day because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah.